Okay, we're up to Pei Gimel Amid Bay is the top. Man Azlaha the Tanya. Who does this Brisa go according to? Kol Hatmeos, Hamesitos, Tahoros, Chutz Mehesetos Shalzav. Any tuma where the tuma itself pushes, moves something else, like we had the case of the scale, where the tame weighs down the other side. He goes down and the other side goes up. That's Hesed. Or what's it called? A person whose tame moves somebody else without touching him. So they're all tahor. Chutz mehaseto shalzav. Rashi. Kol hatmeos hamesitos acherim. Anything that's tame, any person that's tame, that moves other people, kigon bekaf maznayim, like in the scale, o adam tame meis, the person who's tame meis, shehesit et chavero, and he moved somebody else without touching him, so they're tahor. Except for hesit hazav, if a zav moves something without touching it, it's tame. Shalom matzina lo chover b'chol haTorah kula. We don't find a similar case in the entire Torah to a zav who's matame behesed. So Meir says lema lo Rabbi Akiva, diik Rabbi Akiva ikonami avodah zara. According to Rabbi Akiva, avodah zara is also matame behesed. We have the case of the scale where the avodah zara weighs down on its side, picks up the other thing, and it's tame. So Meir says. Afilu tamer Rabbi Akiva. So first of all, it bothered me a little bit over here because that tomb is only the Rabbanan. So the fact that lo matzino b'chol haTorah kula, right? In the Torah, there's no such thing. But this is avodah zarah. But since it's an asmachta, in other words, you learn it from a pasuk, it has some source in the Torah, even though that's not really the source. So the lashon of lo matzino b'chol haTorah, right, would seem to imply that there's nothing like that at all, even the Rabbanan. Gemara says, "Tani Tamer, Afilu Tamer Rabbi Akiva, Tana Zav the Cholde Domile." It says Zav, and anything that's similar to Zav, meaning Zav over here means Nida, because Avodah Zarah is compared to a Nida, and a Nida is the same halachas of a Zav. Maybe that's the answer also. In other words, this isn't a separate halach in the Torah; it's learned from Zav. Memela, when it said Zav, it includes all the things that we learn from Zav also. Rashi. We don't find this halacha anywhere else in any of the tumas in the Torah except for Zav. We learn the tumah of Avodah Zarah from a ribuy of Zav. Avodah Zarah we learn because it's compared to a nida, which basically is the same halachas of a Zav. Okay. Boy Rab Chama Bar Guria. We alluded to this shaila before. Right, the Pran Bar Guria had a shaila. Avodah Zarah yesh leivarim or in leivarim? Is Avodah Zarah metame leivarim or not? Right, if you cut off a limb of an Avodah Zarah, is that metame by itself, or you need the whole thing? And it's talking where breaking it does not dissolve the Avodah Zarah. It's talking where it was made in what's it called? Collapsible, made in pieces. So each piece to itself is still an Avodah Zarah. Or, like Tosa says, they bow to every prat of the Avodah Zarah itself. Or it's a Jewish Avodah Zarah, which has no bittel, can't be mevatlet. Where it says, Hecha de hedyit yochel achzira, if a regular person can put it back together, lo siboyalach, the man mechabris bami, then it's not considered broken, it's considered whole. Right? So each limb by itself, even though it's separate, since it could be reassembled easily without any kind of expertise, that's considered still assembled. Kiti boyalach hecha de ein hecha yochlach zira. The question is only where it's impossible for a regular person. You need an expert to put it back together. So now it's completely disassembled. Is that aver itself mitame or not? My kiven de ein hecha yochlach zira commanded mispradomi. Since a regular person can't put it back together, it's broken, a broken avodah zarah, and therefore it's not mitame. It's not missing anything, right? And the Tosta says that's only the gabi tuma is the shaila, okay? But the gabi isura, What's it called? It's still Osir Bahanoah. It's still an Avodah Zorah. It's talking in a case where it still remains an Avodah Zorah. But the Shaila is, were they so machmer by this or not to make it Tamei also, since the Tumah is only the Rabbanah? The Ika de Boi Lola Hachkisan. Some learn his Shaila the other way, the other extreme. According to this way, the Shaila was, if it can be reassembled easily, it's no Shaila, it's Vani Tamei. It's only where it can't be reassembled except by an expert, that's where the Shaila is. Some learn the other way. Where it can't be reassembled by a regular person, it's no shaila, it's for sure not tummy. The question was where it could be reassembled easily, my. Since it's easily reassembled, it's like it's still connected, and therefore it's tummy. Or maybe right now, it's separate, and therefore it's not tame, teku. So the whichever way you learn, the what's it called, the answer is teku. Okay. Rachi. Yeshna levarim, kagon shel chulios, right? A collapsible avodah zarah, made of sections, sectioned avodah zarah. Yeshna letumasa aver alo. Is every aver tame, or only the sum total of everything is tame? And if, therefore, if it's broken, it's not tummy anymore. The head yet yochel azira shein tzarech umin lekach. You don't need an expert. Chusa mikaz. Oh, we're getting it. Okay. Boy rav achdavoy bar ami. Avodah zara chusa mikizayis mahu. Lagabi tuma avadi lagabi iser. Avodah zara even less than a kizayis is osur bahano. Right? Lo yidba biyodcha meuma min acherim. But the shaila is lagabi tuma where they goes or tuma. And Avodah Zorah, that's less than a Kazayas. Mahu. Maskif Lor of Yosef, Lamai. Ile Melinini Surah, Lo Yehel Zvuv Balekron. If we're talking about the Isser of Avodah Zorah, it shouldn't be any worse than a fly, right? Zvuv Balekron, which is Osir Mitzad Avodah Zorah. Titania, we have Brysa, by Yosimu. Lo, Bal Bris Velohim. Zezvu bal ekros. Brisa says that the pasuk that says that they made a bal bris lelokim, meaning to the avodah zarah, they made it a bal bris, and you'll see Rashi says that means they made it something that they're going to have tremendous connection. A bris means a kesher that they were going to have. They made the avodah zarah to be their bal bris, to be something that they would not separate themselves from. And that was Zvu Bal Ekron, Melamet, you call Echad the Echad Osa Demusi Raso. How could they not separate from the Avodah Zorah physically? They made a replica of the Avodah Zorah, of this fly, and they made it a small little thing, Omenicha Besoch Kiso, and they put it in their pocket. Kivin Shezochra, Molchio Mitoch Kiso, Mechabko Menashko. When they remember, they took it out, gave it a kiss and a hug, that was called Bal Bris. Elalinyan Tuma. So Isser, for sure it's Osir. Even the smallest amount of Avodah Zorah is Osir. Elin Yintuma, right? The Gabi Tuma, my. Even the Iskish L'Sheretz, since it's compared to a Sheretz, my Sheretz B'Kadosha, Af Avodah Zorah Nami B'Kadosha, and a Sheretz is Matame less than a Kazayit, with the size of a lentil. Or Dilma Ha Iskish L'Meis, or maybe not, since it's Hukash L'Meis, also Hukash L'Meis, Ma Meis B'Kazayis, Af Avodah Zorah B'Kazayis. So that's the Shaila. See Rashi. Pchusa Mikazayis, the He Shlema. And it's complete. It's a complete Avodah Zorah, but it's less than a Kazayis. Le'inyin Isser le'Osir Bahanoah, to be Osir Bahanoah, vale it's Osir. Mechabka Menashka, the Zehu Loshin Bris, Ahava V'Chiba. Bris means love and adoring it. Alma Adukimba, right? They were tied to it. They were, what's it called? Tied to it. Avodah Zorah. That was an Avodah Zorah. So where it says, no, the Shaila is only Gabi Tuma. Ha'iskish l'meis, kid l'kamon el kever b'nei ha'am. Right? Later on, we'll see that the Gemara is going to compare Avodah Zorah also to a mace. We had it compared to a sheretz and a nida. It's also compared to a mace. Okay? Tosfos learns a different idea. First of all, he asks, what's it called? This pasuk is in Shoftim, the pasuk that they made it a bal bris. And then it brought down the idea that was bal zvu bal ekro. Right, the Maaseh is a pasuk in Malachim that says specifically this idea of Zvuv Bal Ekron. Why not bring that pasuk and tell me there was an Avodah Zorah called Zvuv Bal Ekron and it was a little thing? So he says, no, over there, maybe it was a big fly. It was a gigantic fly. But in order to say that they made a replica that was small, they could carry it around, that we need this pasuk to tell me. And he says, right, bris means they made a bris with it that it would always be around with them. Rashi seems to learn the word bris itself connotes having a close connection with something, love, whatever. And Tosa says that's not the idea. They made a bris that they would always have a connection with this thing. They would always have it around. That was the idea. Okay, go on. Omer of Avia, Visema Rabba Barula, Toshma. Let's bring a raya to this, whether Avodah Zorah is Matami less than a Kazayas or not. Titania, Avodah Zorah, Pchusa, Mikazayas, Ein Batum, Makolikar. And Avodah Zorah is less than a Kazayas, is not Matami. Shenemar, because it's compared to a mace. Payashlech is Afora, El Kever B'nei Ha'om, right? It's talking about Avodah Zorah over there. And they threw the dust, the destroyed pieces. El Kever B'nei Ha'am. Right? So it compares Avodah Zorah to Kever B'nei Ha'am to Mason. Ma Mace B'Kazayis, Avodah Zorah B'Kazayis. Rashi, no Rashi. Now the Gemara says, okay, so we have Avodah Zorah compared to three things. Nida, Mace, and what's it called? Sheretz. For Rabban and Lamai Hilchasa Iskishl Sheretz. So why do you need it to be compared to all three things? V'lometambi V'masa. According to the Rabbanon, it's Kukash L'Sheretz, to tell me it's not Matami B'masa. That's the reason it's compared to a Sheretz, to tell me that it's not like a Nida, that it's Matami B'masa, it's not Matami B'masa. L'Nida De'ein O'Leivari. It's compared to a Nida, the Chara. Now once you know it's compared to a Sheretz and it's not Matami B'masa, then why compare it to a Nida? Nida to tell me it's not Matami Leivari. That just like a Nida, her limbs are not Matame, only her entire body, so to Avodah Zorah. Lemeis, and Rav Chama Bar Guri Shaila, we learned before, was according to Rabbi Akiva, not according to the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan clearly holds Einu Leivar. Rabbi Akiva, then there's the Shaila, is according to Rabbi Akiva. Lenida, the Einu Leivar. Lemeis, why is it Hukash Lemeis, the Lomatami Bechadosha? That's not Matami with anything less than a Kazayas. Eima Lechumra, so that's that. All of this is lakula, to tell me it's not matami b'masa, it's not matami le'evorim, and it's what's it called, not matami b'kadosha, right? All the hekeshim are lakula, ema lechumra, right? Why not be makishit lechumra? It's compared to all these three things. Why not compare them all and be machmer? It's compared to the chumras of these things, not the coolers of these things. L'may hilchasa akshirachman l'sheretz, and then if it would be the chumra, what would we say? The reason it's compared to a sheretz l'tmui b'akadosha. It's compared to a sheretz to tell me it's tamei even less than a kazayas. L'nid l'tmui b'evin misama. It's compared to a nid to tell me not only is it matami b'masa, it's even matami b'evin misama. Right? And not only that, it's like a mace, it's matami ba'oel too. So if you have to compare it to these three things, why compare it to these three things to tell me their lenient side, compare it to three things and tell me their more strict side? And since the whole Tumah of Avodah Zorah is only Drabonin, and all these psukim are only nasmachta, so in Tumah Drabanan, the Rabbanan were mekel and not machmer. When it comes to Tumah Drabanan, we try to find the more lenient side rather than the more strict side. Rashi. Rabbanan l'may hilchasa atakaftahi. Rabbanan da'amre eina matami b'masa. According to the Rabbanan who say, it's a question, that it's not matami b'masa. L'may hilchasa omru alibayo de'iskish l'anida. Why is it compared to anida? If it's not matami b'masa, then you don't need to learn from anida anything. Let it be matami, like a sheretz. So just compare it to a sheretz. What's the purpose of comparing it to a nida when it's not like nida that you need to know that it's matami b'masa or evin misama? So Mara says, the ain't a levar. No, you need it to compare it to a nida to tell me a kula. Just like nida is only matami whole and not piecemeal, so too evodazor is not matami piecemeal. Well, the sheretz, lo matami b'masa. to Sheretz is because to tell me that it's not Matami B'masa. L'mei steinu Matami B'chadosha Kula L'kula. They're all L'kula. Eima Kula L'chumra. Why don't we compare it already L'chumra? D'Rabbanan. D'chol Hanech Hekeshos Divrei Kabbalah Nidu. V'asmach B'bi'alma. All of these Hekeshos are from the Vim. And there's also such thing as the Yud Gimel Midos in the Vim. It's only in Asmachta. Right? We don't learn things out, halachas out, from Divrei Kabbalah, from Divrei Nevi'im. We only learn that out from Divrei Torah. And therefore, they're only asmachtas. The shakets to shaksen, ulav loshen sheretz mamashu, ele ikr kroa, lechanos lashem lignai osa. Either one pasuk is in the Torah, shakets to shaksenu. Right? So he says, it's not, that's also only asmachta. Shakets to shaksenu does not mean that it's like a sheretz. That idea that a sheketz is like a sheretz, right, is only an asmachta. What does it really mean? Shaketz shaksenu means that you should abominate it, and even if it has a nice name, change its name to something that is that's derogatory. But that's what Rashi is saying. In other words, all the other ones are for sure only asmachta, because you can't learn halachos even with a hekesh out of Divrei Nevi'im, from Nevi'im or Ksuvim. The one pasuk that compares it to a sheretz, which is from the Torah, that's not the simple meaning of the pasuk. Pasuk doesn't mean that it's compared to a sheretz, legabe tuma. It means that it's abominable. That's the idea. Okay, let's go on. Minayin l'shtina shehi tahora. Again, we have all this long list of minayins, either according to Rashi because of what's coming up, how do we know that you washed the meal on the third day, or because, according to Tosus, what we have in the end of the last parak, the minayin, the what's it called, that plicheris, is matame with the shear that hit over there, the amount to take a revius or to stoke a fire. Minayin l'shtina shi tahora. How do we know that a boat is tahor? It's not makabel tuma. Shenem ar derech oniya belev yam. Because it says the way of a boat in the heart of the sea. Gemara will explain what it means. Rashi shi tahora she'ena makabel es tuma. A boat is not makabel tuma. Belev yam harayikiyam. It's compared to the sea. And just like the sea is what's it called, tahor, so a boat is also tahor. Gemara says, Pshita aniya belev yamhi. Gemara now explains the limud. Right? It's obvious that a boat goes in the heart of the sea. Why does a pasuk have to tell me, derech aniya belev yam? Something that's unnecessary to tell me that the way of a boat is in the heart of the sea. Just tell me the way of a boat. I know it's in the heart of the sea. Kamhokam ashmalon kiyam, that the boat is compared to the sea. Ma yam tahor asfina tahora. Just like the yam is tahor, also the stina is tahor. And here's also, it's only asmachta. The real reason is because it's not considered a kli. Either because we don't find kalim in the Torah from things that are in the water, right? And one idea of that is that anything in the water is like separated from human beings. Right? Water is not a place where people can exist. In fact, one of the Mefarshim says that's why fish don't have any name. Because they live in the water, they're totally separated from people. So there's no names that people have. They don't have that connection to fish. So the yam is a place where we don't find the Torah. Kalim of the yam are called kalim. Whatever the reason is, what's it called? We'll see other reasons. But this is only an asmachta, that belev yam. That can't be the reason why min haTorah it's tahar, because only from Divrei Nevi'im. We don't learn halachas from Divrei Nevi'im. But it's an asmachta to other reasons why Taka, the Rabbana knew that the kalim of Shvina is not matami.
Can we have a cloud of something so large it doesn't become
tami? That's what we're going to speak about. Tanya, who's, first of all, who said it's so large? Maybe it's a small boat. Tanya, Chananya Omer, Nilma da Misak. Chananya says, where did Taka learn this halacha from? That a boat is tahar? We learn it from a sack. Masak metaltel moli v'reikon, afko metaltel moli v'reikon. Mafuke svina de'ena metaltelus moli v'reikon. Right? Svina is a chora talking about a wooden boat, and we learn it from what's it called wooden kalim from sak, linyan tuma. That just like a sak is something that you can carry, whether it's filled or it's empty, so too any wooden kli, in order to be mekabel tuma, has to be able to be carried, whether it's full or it's empty. But if it's so big that if it would be full, you wouldn't be able to carry it, like a boat, then it's not matami. My binayu, what's the difference whether you learn it from this halacha, sak, or you learn it from the fact that a svina belev yam, right, that we learn it from that asmachta, and that it's just like the sea. Ika binayu, svina shocheres. First difference would be a svina that's made out of earthenware, not wood. Only wood is compared to a sock. Only wooden kalim have to be able to be moved when they're full. But the kli cheres, even if it's a gigantic kli and it can't be moved, it's still metame from the inside. Manda omrani abalev yam, honami balev yami. Even a earthenware svina is derech as svina balev yam. It goes in the sea and therefore will be tohar. The mandi omr kesak, hanach the sivi gabi sak, di metal telus moli vareikon in, ilo lo. Ava svina shal cheres, afa gab de ena metal telus moli vareikon, right, still would be tummy. So it depends where you learn it from. If you learn it from this idea that it's too big, that's only if it's wood. Kli cheres doesn't make a difference what size it is. Stuma kabel tuma. If you learn it from derech haniya belev yam, then what's it called? Then it's not metame, even if it's shel cheres. Inami shtinas hayardein. Another difference would be a small shtina that you could actually pick up and carry, a canoe. Okay, shtinas hayardein. It goes on a shallow river, not in the ocean. Lamandi omer haniya belev yam he. If you learn it from the pasuk aniya belev yam, then in chanami this also goes on the sea, right? Because a nahar is also called yam. It's also a sea. It's also tohar. Right? Just you can say the same thing. Just like a nahar is tohar, so too the svina is tohar. But according to the one who says that it has to be able to be carried full and empty, but this canoe is could be carried even if it's full. Okay. The Omer of Chanina ben Akavya, mitnei ma omru stinas hayardin tmeya, and they should toan him also be abosha, umaridin also the mamayin. Right? In Echinami, a stinas hayardin is tame. Because it's not that we learn it from that pasuk, it's because we learn it from the halacha of male vareka, that it has to be able to be carried. And a stinas hayardin can be carried whether it's full or empty. It's not that big. They used to carry it over the land and put it back into the sea. Rashi, pshita aniya belev yam he lav pirchi. It's not a question. Ela perush lamasnis. It's explaining the Mishnah. Nil medena misak shari kli eitzi. It's a kli eitz v'hukshah v'sak. Kli eitz are hukash v'sak le'inyan tuma. There's mentioned in the same pasuk. And just like a sack can be carried empty and full, the zu ena metaltelis malea digdolehi. If it's full, you can't carry a gigantic boat. Shtina shol cheres lo iskish v'sak. Kli cheres is not compared to a sock. It does not compare it to a sock. Only kli eitz. Inami shtina sayardin, it could be now. Shiktan, it's a small boat. Umetaltelis malei avreikonis. Therefore, it could be carried full and empty. Levi shanar cotton. Because it goes on lakes and rivers, not on seas. Ha nami belev yam. Delam yal of dafka. It doesn't mean dafka the sea. Chol anaharas nami tarinim. All rivers are tahar. Okay. There's a shaila over here. Tosas says lechora says that a svina of cheres, right, would not be makabel tuma if you learn it from aniya what's it called belev yam, okay? So what's it called? No, he says what's it called? Svina of wood would not be metame because it's not metal tol moli vareikon. Okay. He says what if it's miyuchad lemedras? Lechora tumas medras it should have. Right, and boats are meant for sitting on. That's medras, walking on. So it's tumas medras. So Tosa says in Echanami, it's talking about a boat that's not made for people, it's made mostly for cargo, a cargo ship. So that's not tumas medras. People don't sit on it or walk on it, right? But if it were a ship, according to Tosa, that was made for transporting people, and they sat on it, walked in it, then what's it called? Then it would be tamei as tumas medras. The Ramban and others learned that it's tohar miklum. It's not tummy at all. Right? The halacha is like this. A kli eitz that doesn't have a base kibble, what's it called? Pshute kli eitz. So they're not matami. But if they're meyuchad lemedris, they're made for sitting on or walking on, then they are tummy. Okay, so Tosha says the same thing over here. Even though a kli eitz that's not, what's it called? It's osri lenaches, which means it's not made for, what's it called, for moving around. It's immovable if it's full, so big, right? It's able to hold 40 saws, size of a mikveh. That's the size. So it's not makabel tuma. That's regular tumas. But medris, it's makabel. If it's miyuchad lemedris, just like pshutei kli eitz. And the Ramban says no. There's a big difference between them. that cleates, that's pute cleates, right, is, what's it called, is basically not tame because it doesn't have a base kibble. But if it's medris, it'll be mekabel tuma. It is a kli, it's just a kli without a base kibble. But something so big doesn't have a shame kli on it at all, therefore it's not mekabel any tuma, even tumas medris. That's what the Ramban says. So even if it would be a boat that's miyuchad for people to sit on, also wouldn't be mekabel tuma. Because kli that's so big is not mekabel any kind of tuma. That's one machlokus we've shown them. And then the Ramban says, even according to Tosis, even if the boat would be miyuchad for people, it's still not metami medris. Not because, even if you hold that it could be mekabel medris, but a boat not. Because a boat isn't meant for sitting on the deck. You sit on a chair. You sleep on a mat. You don't ever sleep directly on the boat itself. So the boat is not metami medris, because it's not made, right, to sleep or to sit on the boat, but you sit on things that are on the boat.
Okay, let's go on. Omer of Yehuda Marat, La'olam al yimona adam es atzim, lo yimna adam es atzim beis hamedrash, afilu shah achas. Person should never miss going to the beis medrash even 1 hour, even 1 minute. Shari kama shonim mishnah zu beis hamedrash. Many years this mishnah was taught in the beis medrash. V'lo nisgala tama ad shabori b'chanina ben akavya, chanina ben akavya, u'pirsha. And nobody really knew the reason why Sfina is really Tahar until Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya came and explained it. Where's the source? So if you didn't go to the Beis Medrash that day, you'd miss the whole thing. The many, many years they were learning this Mishnah, and that one day they came up with this Chiddush. Right? Somebody uncovered this Chiddush. So if you miss one day, you may miss a big Chiddush. So you shouldn't miss even one day. Rashi. Nishnes Mishnah Zu, Shomaseches Kalim, the Tani Bosfina Sayarding Tmeya, the Lonizgala Tam Lama, that Mishnah in Kalim that said that Sfina Sayarding is Tamei, even though other boats are Tahar, and nobody knew the reason. Why is the Sfina Sayarding different than other boats? And the answer was because the reason boats are Tahar is because they're not carryable when they're full, and this boat is carryable when it's full. Om Reb Yochanan, La'olam al yimna adam es atzim beis hamedrash, umi divrei Torah, afilu b'shas misa. A person shouldn't miss going to the beis medrash or miss learning Torah, even b'shas misa, even when he's dying. The Marsha says that even when he's dying goes back on divrei Torah, not on beis medrash. But it's very unusual that a person should be in a beis medrash when he's dying, right? Right? Or a person's mamash holding by the last few seconds, he says, carry me to the beis medrash, the halacha, you know, you should be in the beis medrash even when you're dying. That's unreasonable. Others say that wherever a Talmud Chacham learns is called the Beis Medrash. So Divrei Torah and Beis Medrash means his place of learning, wherever he's learning in his house. And others say that B'Shas Misa, let's just finish off the thing, Zos HaTorah, Adam Ki Yomus Ba'ol. Where do we see that from? It says, this is the Torah, Adam Ki Yomus Ba'ol. Afil B'Shas Misa Te Osik B'Torah. Even when you're dying, you should be Osik B'Torah. So some learn that it means dying doesn't mean mamish dying. It means even when you're poor, because an ani is chashuv tameis. And therefore it makes sense. Even when you're poor, you should go to a base medrash. Right? Adarabba, most people who are in base medrash talk over there because they're poor, whatever, or going to be poor. So lamaisa, even when you're poor, you should be in a base medrash. I think that what it means is the following. B'shas misa, we said in the drasha here, misa does not mean only death. It doesn't even only mean being poor. The Ramban says, when it says, Nichtovim le'alter le'misa or le'chayim, doesn't necessarily mean death and life. That's not the only judgment. All the good things in life are called chayim. And all the bad things in life are called misa. So even in a time of difficulty, right, similar to we say, le'ez zikna, doesn't mean only when we're old. There are times when people feel old. Right? There are times when people feel dead. Those are bad times. Good times, people feel alive. So it means even when things are going bad and you're in a bad situation, you shouldn't stop going to the Beis Medrash and stop learning Torah. And others say it means afilu b'shas misa, means even after death you can learn Torah. Because it says that when somebody says something over in the name of a person who said it when he was alive, his lips move in the cavern. So a person shouldn't hold himself away from divrei Torah, because even after death he'll be able to learn Torah. Omer Eish Lakish, ain divrei Torah miskayim al misha meimis atzmo aleha. Divrei Torah miskayim in a person who kills himself for it. A
We once gave a drasha, many different explanations of what killing yourself over. The Rambam learns it means a person who doesn't take it lightly, puts his everything in, sacrifices for it, right? He doesn't learn it on a lounge chair sipping tea, but he, omil v'yogeya, and others say memis atzmo aleo means that he kills his own desires and totally subjugates himself to the Torah, and many other ideas. Shneemar, Zos HaTorah, Adam Ki Yomus Boel. This is the Torah. You want to know what Torah is? It's when a person kills himself Ba'ala Shel Torah. Okay, Rashi. We know Rashi. Okay, that's basically what's here. Thank you.